of McFeely Outdoors on the Mighty this morning, Saturday morning. Bison football coming up later today. You mentioned, or you heard Doug predict a walloping by the Bison over the Yotes of South Dakota. And I can't really disagree. NDSU is just so, they're locked in. I thought that they would be tested down in Youngstown, Ohio, when I traveled down there last weekend, and they were not tested. It was, Bison had three turnovers, which I think was their highest turnover number this season, and they still won by double digits. And if they wouldn't have turned the ball over, they would have beat Youngstown by 30 points. It was just, NDSU's really good is what I'm trying to say. They're just really good.
Then what about the Gophers and the Badgers? They're playing this weekend, aren't they?
Yes, that would be a test for the Gophers. A lot of Gopher fans are, we're 8-2, woo! That's great. You're beating the crappy teams. You have to do that to improve, but let's see how they do today against Wisconsin. Maybe they'll win, and there's no doubt that the Gophers are improving. I've liked Jerry Kill from the start. I thought that he got a bad rap right away in Minneapolis because of the writers and some friends of mine, the Royces and Barreros, and those guys were ripping him because he didn't have big-time experience. He was only at Southern Illinois and Northern Illinois. I'm a guy, Doug, and I don't know where you stand, but if you can coach, you can coach.
Yeah.
And if you work hard, you work hard.
X's and O's.
And if you don't come across as a slick, guy that can really do a great press conference, I don't care. If you can coach, you can coach. And Jerry Kill can coach. Boy. I give myself credit in the Tim Brewster situation because Tim Brewster came up here to Fargo-Moorhead on a goodwill tour.
Did he really?
Right after he was hired, he did a, Maturi and all these guys came up here to do the, hooray, we're the Gophers. So they went over to Moorhead to Marriott Suites or whatever, off of I-94.
Country
Inn and Suites, right off of Marriott.
I know where you're at.
Off of I-94 and 8th Street in Moorhead.
Courtyard by Marriott?
There you go. Thank you. I've only lived in Moorhead now for 25 years. I love Moorhead. Big Moorhead guy. But he got off the bus. And just right away, I sat down with him and had the opportunity to sit across the table from him. And the first thing I thought was, oh my God, you're a complete fraud.
Wow.
You're a complete salesman. You have completely sold the University of Minnesota on the fact that you talk big.
Wow.
And I wrote that, and I said, look out for this guy. And I got ripped in the Twin Cities. The gopher hole and all these, they were tearing me apart. Oh, go back to your little farm school. As if I'm some sort of Bison fan, which I'm not. Tearing me apart. 3-4 years later, who was right and who was wrong on that one?
Take that one to the bank.
That's exactly right. Okay, early season ice fishing. Guys might be getting out somewhere in the northern parts of our listening area right now. Maybe some of those small sloughs north of Devil's Lake and stuff because it has been colder up there. But for the most part, Doug, be careful right now.
Well, obviously, and I won't be shocked or surprised at all to hear about actual on-the-ice fishing reports. I was technically ice fishing last week, and I took some heat from friends and from other folks for just even saying the word ice fishing.
I misunderstood what you're doing, okay? Go ahead.
Now, here's exactly what I was doing. Yes, I was ice fishing, but they still had the fishing piers out at Castleton Reservoir. I actually thought, as warm as it was last Saturday, a week ago Saturday, as warm and as windy as it was, I thought we would have some open water around Castleton Reservoir, and I was wrong. And I was pleasantly surprised that the fishing pier was still in. I had my son with me, and there was another guy and his son, and you were able to bust around the edges of the fishing pier. It was an inch and a half last Saturday.
Okay.
My son measured an inch and a half. The chemistry experts and the science experts will say 2 inches of ice can hold a person.
150-pound man.
Yeah.
Or whatever,
well,
yes.
You know what? If you want to go out there and find out if 2 inches of ice will hold a 175-pound guy, I don't know what you're thinking and where
you're
from.
Make sure you have good life insurance. Make sure you tell your wife and kid you love them before
you leave. Yeah, right. I know why people want to get out and ice fish. There is a first ice bite, but it's not amateur hour. It's not the time to go, I've never been to this lake before. I'm going to go ice fishing. And then you realize that there's a little bit of an inlet. It's actually on a reservoir, so there is some moving water. And there's a spring in that back bay as well. And where may have had 3 or 4 inches of ice has a half inch of ice. Mm-hmm. And the next thing you know, there's going to be a funeral on Wednesday. And that's the stuff that really gets us scared. we totally understand that there is going to be spots that are going to have 3 inches of ice, 4 inches of ice. And the good news is what we would like to see, and you as well as an ice angler, is a nice long stretch of freezing temperatures without the snow. Instead of the freeze, thaw, mix in some snow, you got some really crummy, weak type ice conditions that are formed. So I totally understand. Even now, as we speak, you and I talking, there's probably somebody that is ice fishing, but they've probably ice fished that exact spot for decades, and they know, and they've got a life jacket on, a rope wrapped around their waist, tied to the bumper of their truck, and a guy mm-hmm. with a winch ready to wheel them in.
Yep.
So there's a smart way to do stuff.
Yeah, so bottom line is be careful. The ice will be there. The fish will be there next week and the week after, and the fish will be there until April when the ice goes off. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm not going to preach because it doesn't do
anything.
No, and
even the guys that are maybe it's the last weekend of deer season,
yes,
and
yes.
You've got sloughs. There's guys still out pheasant hunting, and you know you like to get along the edge of those cattail sloughs, and that ice is weak as well. And whether you break in up to your knees or up to your waist, neither one is fun.
Doug, thank you as always.
Have a good weekend, Mike.
You bet. Doug Lear, North Dakota Game and Fish, Tom Wynn and Friend, and Outdoors Live here on KFGO. I need to take a break. When we return, Kyle Agri, FM Walleyes. We'll talk about the Angler's Night on Ice event coming up. It's that time of the year. I'm excited. I can't wait, but I'm going to be safe about it. This is Mike McFeely Outdoors on the Mighty 790 KFGO. He can't even bait a hook.